This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
I just got caught in the rain. It was like a movie. I was walking and I was like, is that a drip, drop, drop, drip, drip, drop, drop, drip, drop, drop, drip, 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 drop, like that. And yeah. I had a coat on. I was in the city and I was carrying my stuff. And I just like put my hood up and I had to get my groceries and carry them home. And I was like, oh my God, I'm basically Carrie Bradshaw / When Harry Met Sally. I am living the fantasy.
The dream.
Yeah, the dream, except no one tells you how wet the dream is. If I had a nickel. Hello, I'm Ross Matthews.
And I'm Ross's bestie since high school, Bethy Hungerford.
And even though we live on opposite sides of the country, we talk on the phone every single day. And what do we talk about most?
Food.
Yes, food. And your non-existent dating life.
Oh my God.
But mostly food.
I'm a cookbook author.
Yeah, you are. And I've taken the reins of my health by cooking every single day. I call them my recipes. They crack the code on delicious food that's actually good for you.
And now we're sharing the food-obsessed convos we have every day with all of you.
Yep, it's all about food, friends, and fun. This is Hello Recipes. And welcome to the program. Hello to you, Bethy. How are you?
Hello.
I feel like I didn't talk to you this year. I've been running around so crazy, you know?
You've been so busy.
Yeah. I mean, can I tell you where I haven't been? Because that's going to be easier than telling you where I've been.
You were in Philadelphia.
I was in the Hamptons. I was upstate. I was here. I was just in Vegas. I was like, what the? But you know, you can be two things at once. I can be exhausted and grateful.
Yes. Yeah, and that's always my go-to. You can be two things at once.
And if both of those things.
If grateful is one of them, then you're ahead of the game.
I'm so far ahead. I can't even tell you. I was in Philadelphia this week. I went to the Reading Station Markets. I think that's what it's called. And okay. I thought of you because it is a huge food situation. Mm-hmm. It's almost like imagine Pike Place Market a little bit in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed with like the Wharf in San Francisco a little bit, but much more food centric.
This sounds amazing.
I was with someone who grew up in Philadelphia. We were there for work for Drew. And she was saying like, this is where people in Philadelphia, that live here, they go here to eat, to shop, to like go out, to everything.
Socialize.
Exactly. So, but it was like the giant food court with like top tier food, like Philly cheese steaks, turkey slice places, macaroni and cheese places, all of that stuff.
What did you eat?
That's the part of the problem. So I went to Philly. I did like the local news for our affiliate there, CBS Philadelphia. So far, there's pictures on my Instagram. And they, you know, I'm chins up challenge. I'm being good. I'm doing it. That's where you and I are. And we'll update the listeners. Where we're trying to, you know, get to our goals, whatever they may be. Mm-hmm. I've been on track, and then I go to Philly, and they bring out Philly cheesesteak sandwiches. They bring out pretzels with my name spelled out in Ross and pretzel. Do you understand what sort of pretzel wet dream that is for me?
Oh, why are we still talking about wet dreams?
I don't know. It's a weird, I don't know. But, you know, to have a carbohydrate spell your name.
Oh, that's love.
Let me tell you something. That's my fetish.
Oh, okay.
It's a little rock
salt. Talk to Welly about it.
I know. I'm telling you. But I didn't partake in the pretzel. I, you know, gave it away. I had a couple bites of the Philly cheesesteak. Then we go to the Reading Station Market. And if I'm saying it wrong, I'm sorry. But I will tell you, in between.
Defensive much.
But in between, we went to the Rocky Steps to shoot, and I did the Rocky Steps a couple times. So I felt like, okay, now I did 72 steps. Did it more than once.
That's amazing. And you're not a big, like, exercise guy. You walk.
I walk.
But running upstairs is hard.
I wasn't even winded after 72 steps.
Yes, you were.
On my life, I was good.
What?
It was weird. Like, I think because I walk, I walk everywhere in the city, and I walk with like a backpack carrying a chihuahua in a bag and groceries in the other arm. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we're fast walkers.
I am. I don't dilly and I don't dally. I carry so much stuff with me when I walk. I'm not kidding you. Probably around 30 pounds of things with me whenever I walk in the city, minimum.
Oh, because you're carrying a computer.
Backpack full of stuff, microphone, dog food. Audrey 6.5 pounds just herself in her little bag.
Oh,
and then I have books and dossiers, things that I'm reading for Drew's show. If I'm if someone's on the show, I have all that stuff I'm carrying around with me. So when I was doing the steps, like it was just me, and I looked, you know, I was just a little cute outfit. And it was like,
can we talk about that outfit? That was cute.
Actually, can you hold that for a second? Cause I actually want to talk about that in an update in a second.
Okay, great.
I got a plan. So I, did the stairs and, hey, remind me, I want to talk about my outfit. Okay. So I did the stairs. Okay. I really do. I have a plan, but of what we're going to get to, cause I have an update for you. You'll never guess what I did because of how I'm feeling after the chins up challenge that I'm in.
Okay. You'll never guess what I did.
Okay. Stay
tuned. We'll never guess.
Stay tuned. Okay. So I do the stairs. Then we go to the wedding market, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And so, oh my God, she's like, you have to get this pork sandwich from Dimnick's or something like that. I don't know. What am I? What am I supposed to do? Write everything down. So I was like, well, what is it? And I walk over there and there's so many things on the menu. One's shredded, one's shaved, one's that. And I looked at, you know, when you're overwhelmed by the options. Mm-hmm. And I said to the lady who was so nice, she knew me from TV and everything. I go, what do you like? And she says,
I get it
this way. And they're very particular. I appreciate this about Philadelphians. Mm-hmm. Very particular about the way their sandwich comes, especially Philly cheesesteaks, whiz, no whiz, provolone, American, no cheddar, peppers, onions. How do you get it? You know? So she goes, this way. Sweet peppers, some sort of broccoli rob. What? The
great.
Thinly shaved like pork roast that fell apart, like shredded when you got them, and provolone cheese. On like a hoagie. And now I would have done some sort of spread as well, but I was too overwhelmed to be particular.
Understood.
So I said, whatever you want. And I got it. And I can't believe I was this person.
What did you do?
So annoying. I can't even believe I'm this person.
You took the bread off.
I went back up and said, do you have a fork? And then I opened it up and ate the meat, peppers, broccoli, rob.
Well done.
Yeah, but
that's
like,
hard to do because, you know, we all know you would have loved to eat that bread.
I would have loved to do more than eat that bread. I'd love to make out with that bread, cuddle with that bread, go to third base with that bread. Are you nuts?
Yeah.
I'm horny for a hoagie.
Ross, what is with you today?
I'm so tired.
Can the name of this episode please be Horny for a Hoagie?
Done. Because and you know what? I stand by that statement.
Okay, great.
I swear me in. If this is the court, if the food court, swear me at food court, by the way, this show idea I should pitch. Food court.
What?
Where it's like a cooking show and people bring it into a courtroom to plead their case. And there's a judge that tries both dishes and they win the food court.
I love
food court.
This. TM trademark.
Remind me that I came up with the next big Food Network hit, food court. The point is this. What was I saying? Oh, horny for a hoagie. So. So I opened it up and ate it like that. And I was like, oh my God, if I was in the Reading, whatever it's called, marketing in Philadelphia, watching me, I'd be like, look at that guy. He can't even enjoy a sandwich. But I'll tell you, I got all the flavor and I didn't, and I felt like fine. I didn't feel full. I felt like I got all the taste of it all.
Did you have a little bit of bread?
No, I had this.
Not even a little.
No, but I did in the morning when I had the two bites of the Philly cheesesteak they brought me on the news. So I did have a little bit, but that's a perfect example of how we can still like live, get the flavor, get the taste, have the experience, and a little bit different.
No, that's good.
Do you have any things that you did a little bit that you're proud of this week?
Well, just for a snack today, I get this nacho cheese sauce, but it's vegan. It's made of cashews. And I've made it a similar one at home
Bethy,
before.
That is nuts.
Nuts, but delicious.
Understood.
And it tastes like a cheese dip, right? But it's vegan. It's super delicious. And it is amazing with tortilla chips.
Of course it is.
So good. But I forgave. What is that word?
Forwent.
I didn't forwent the tortilla chips. You were in honors English, Ross. You should know.
I was in honors English. We weren't in honors English together because I'm 1 year older, but I was in honors English, but I don't know. What's the past tense of foregone?
What's the past tense of gone?
Went.
Okay. I forewent the tortilla chips and I ate it with celery, got that massive crunch. It's delicious. And I got, so I'm kind of on the fence about organic stuff, but I got the organic celery because there's so much water in it and it is so much more flavorful.
Really?
And oh
was it
my
more
gosh,
money?
It's like, yeah, a little bit, but it was like almost spicy. It's so like crisp and flavorful. Mm-hmm. It was delicious. So to answer your question in a very long and roundabout way, yes, I did.
Well, and you know, you're right about celery. There is, for some of it, when you get a big piece, there is a little pepperiness to it, almost like a radishness to it, you know, that's never super appreciated. But yeah.
Yeah, if you get a good, fresh, high-quality celery, holy heck, it is life-changing.
You're a dork. If you get a great, holy heck, can celery be fun? Okay. Wow. Can I sit somewhere else?
No.
I don't want to sit with you anymore.
Stuck with me.
I don't want to sit with you anymore. You're too dorky.
Oh, I could have told you that, Ross. No.
Well, yeah. When we
That's why
come,
you love me.
When we, I do love you. When we come back, you're not going to believe what I did because of how I'm feeling during the Chins Up Challenge.
And you're not going to believe what I did.
Let's blow each other's minds. Lots more show coming up.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.
America starts the day with America in the Morning.
First of three pushes of storminess.
Hi, I'm John Trout, your host for the latest news, politics, entertainment, business, and weather.
A speech with political overtones.
Our staff of correspondents provide a fast-paced look at the world with specialized reports from where news happens.
The judge's decision was based on finding there is a
likelihood. So far, the central bank appears to be threading that.
Concise, accurate, and fresh each day.
America in the Morning, the podcast, available wherever you listen.
And welcome to the program, Bethy. We have been on a Chins Up Challenge. Now, Chins Up Challenge is you and I trying to stick around on this planet for as long as possible, be healthy, lose a couple of our chins.
At least one.
We've been updating the audience on our journey, how we've been doing. We both are making pretty good progress. I got to tell you, this shirt used to not fit. About 2 months ago, it was like, a ping, you know, kind of shirt.
Yeah.
Where the button flies off. It's a button up and like ping, just pops right off. And now I'm wearing a Proudly a shirt. It fits. Yeah.
Great.
Yes. And those are those little like non-scale victories. I've been doing well, watching, choosing. I just got a bowl black for dinner, black lentils, cauliflower, edamame, carrots, a little bit of goat cheese, and a vegan chicken thing.
Great.
Yeah.
Is it delicious?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
It's good.
It's really good.
It's not a pizza.
But, well, okay, to be fair, you just had your Philly cheesesteak. Had your sandwich thing. So you're good.
I'm being good.
I had yogurt, Rossi poo.
Yogurt this morning with berries. I didn't even have lunch, which I don't recommend, but I was running around. I mean, I've been so crazy busy. Anyway, but the point is, I was feeling myself that I did something I have rarely ever done, and I did it in public. And I know you have been doing well with your journey as well.
Yes, but what did you do in public?
Well, we're both going to update how we're doing, and then we're going to say what we did.
Oh, and then we're going to say, okay.
Yeah, so how have you been doing in your journey? Because I know you did something that you don't do usually either, but you were feeling yourself.
Yes, so I'm doing pretty well. I've been going to the gym like every other day. I've been making overall good choices.
Good. Well, when I saw you, when we popped on for the first time, I said, hi, how are you feeling? And you said,
I said, I feel skinny.
And you also right after that said that you felt
bad about saying that. And am I the jerk who wants to talk about feeling skinny? Because it's not just about that.
But you know what? If we're going to be honest with everybody, we can, of course, it's not about that. But are you proud of your accomplishments? That's what the kids say. They're feeling themselves, you know, felt cute, might delete later, that kind of thing. Like, it's okay to feel cute, feel proud of yourself, feel yourself if you've been on track.
I am feeling myself. Yes.
Okay.
And like this, I have a jumpsuit on today that I was too self-conscious to put on and until just today. My pants are looser.
Have you tried on the jeans?
No, because I don't. Last time I tried them on, it was still kind of far away.
Understood.
So I want to just, I'm down. I'm in the low 150s.
Wow.
I'm hopefully going to break to 140.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
I cannot, but I also leave for London in a week and a half. And for a number of reasons, I really want to look and feel amazing for this.
Understood.
Trip.
I think you will. And I think you could, and you know, it's so funny when you said, I don't want to say that I feel skinny. And I do. And what did I walk you through? The three steps that we ask each other. And I think it's Brené Brown. I think these are her steps. I don't remember. Well, he told me, but when we are like, God, should I say this? Or should I say that? We always ask each other, like,
you and Welly do.
Welly, me and my husband, we say, do you mean it?
Mm-hmm.
Can you defend it?
Mm-hmm.
And can you say it with love?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's her, Brené Brown. I think that's where he got it.
I
really apply that when there's something I feel like I need to say, whether it's work or to a friend or a family member or something. Like, I've asked myself those things, like, do I mean it? Can I defend it? Can I say it with love? So I asked you those three things. So Bethy, you're feeling skinny. You're feeling good about it, but you're embarrassed to talk about it. So let me ask you these questions. Do you mean it?
I mean it.
Can you defend it?
I can defend it.
Can you say it with love?
I can say it with so much love.
Great. Good. There. You just said it. So here's the deal. Okay. We each did something. I will tell you what I did. And I wonder if you noticed. And you tell me what you did.
Okay. You tell me first.
I did something I never do.
What?
It had to do with the outfit that you liked then when I was in Philadelphia. That's on my Instagram.
Because you sent me a picture of that and before you posted on Instagram and I was like, oh my gosh, that outfit is, did you borrow clothes from Welly?
No, I wore a turtleneck.
I didn't even notice that. Turtlenecks are terrible for people with multiple chins.
They are the devil.
Yes.
You understand? They are a neon sign pointing at your chins.
Mm-hmm. And it like pushes the chins out and makes them more prominent.
It's like a little ledge for your chins to sit on so they can look up at you. And I wore a turtleneck on television.
I didn't even clock that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turtleneck on TV.
Whoa.
A TV
because
turtleneck.
You're feeling confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's you. Have you ever worn a turtleneck on TV before?
One time, and all I did was talk, and I had to wear it for a thing, and all I did was talk about how much I hate wearing turtlenecks.
You know, in Love Actually, like everybody wears a turtleneck, the whole thing. Mm-hmm. Just FYI, something to watch for. Shall I tell you what I did?
What random fact is that?
You know, I have undiagnosed attention problems.
So what did you do?
Okay. You know how in our intro, you say something about my non-existent dating life?
Did you go on a date?
I didn't, but I went on a dating app.
You did not.
I did, and I almost texted you, but I wanted to save it for this show.
Oh my God, how much dust was on the dating app? Because it had been a while.
I couldn't even see it. We had to do a deep clean.
Oh my God. How much dust is on you?
A lot.
Wow, because you had sworn that off for a while.
I had sworn it off, and I'm still mostly sworn off.
But did you go on because you were feeling yourself?
Yes.
Isn't that crazy?
Because I was feeling more confident, feeling a little bit sexy even.
And let me tell you this. Anybody that's listening to this who is in the same fight that we're in,
mm-hmm.
this is why weight loss is so mental. Mm-hmm. Is because it is about the choices that your mind makes and tells your body to do, right? You are in charge. Mm-hmm. You are, and I'm tapping my head to show that mm-hmm. this is in charge, right? But mm-hmm. what you don't, so the actual act of it is mental, but what you don't expect is how your brain will feel, not your body necessarily, but how your brain mm-hmm. will feel.
Yeah.
When, and it's not about the number, but it's about when you know you're making the right choices and you're in charge again, suddenly other light switches start to turn on inside
yes.
you.
Yes. I was shocked, mm-hmm. shocked that mm-hmm. I went on a dating app, and then shocked when I went on a second one. And I'm chatting with a couple different dudes.
Really?
Yeah.
What picture do you have on there?
Of me? Yes. I need to update them. And that was one of the reasons I didn't want to go on there, was because I was like, I look skinnier in those pictures than I do in real life. And I don't want to like false advertise and then show up feeling like a slob.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm feeling like I look more like my pictures there. They're all from like 3 years ago, I think 2 years ago. I need to update them, but I don't have any pictures of myself.
I wish our like phones had cameras or something. That would be easy.
Understood. But I just like, I don't want to have a photo shoot by myself.
Okay. You do. Did you, I? But you know what? No, yes. I mean, no, whatever. I want you to be happy and comfortable, but I am so proud of you for not necessarily even for putting yourself out there, but feeling like you want to put yourself out there, you know, like that is a major accomplishment. You're horny for a hoagie. We'll be right back. And welcome back to the program. I want to do a big shout out to the Rossa peeps in the Facebook group who, you know, I don't make a move without them like, you know, noticing. So it's funny you mm-hmm. mentioned those pretzels. Someone took a picture, they screen grabbed it and said like, you know, Ross is eating pretzels. Is he eating those pretzels? You know, they wanted to know. So I had to write in there like, I'm not eating the pretzels, not eating the pretzels.
I didn't eat them.
But you can see the Ross pretzel on the Facebook group. Also a big shout out to, who's posted? Michelle Daniels, who posted the freezer I think I'm going to get.
Okay. Now I have some concerns.
Well, let me walk you through. So I'm not getting the casket freezer, which is the chest kind. I'm mm-hmm. getting an upright one because my mom's sister and Bonnie recommended it. Mm-hmm. So Michelle directed me to Costco, which by the way, I'm going to become a member.
I'm so proud of you.
I know. I'm going to wear a members only jacket there.
I was just going to say that.
So she truly sent in the Hamilton Beach 11 cu.ft. Is that cubic feet? Yeah. Upright freezer. And this is the key. And I've been talking about the freezer I'm going to buy for my for the house, because I want to be the person who cooks and keeps things in the freezer. And so the key is that this freezer upright has drawer organization.
That's my issue.
Well, how so?
The drawers.
Well, what I like about this door, and I'm actually showing Bethy here, is like every one of those pulls out. The drawers, the organization, because the casket freezers, everything's going to pile up. So I sent this to Wellington, and I wrote in the Facebook group to Michelle. I said, I think this is the one I'm going to get. Send it to my husband. I haven't seen it in person.
Okay.
Can I order it online, or do I have to see it in person?
You can order it online.
So, because this is a commitment.
It is a commitment, but I feel like it's a commitment you will be happy about overall. So my issue with drawers in freezers is that in the UK, where I lived for 12 years, the freezers are small and they have drawers. And I found them infuriating because you can't see what's in which drawer. The drawers are big and plastic and like make a lot of noise. They're annoying to open and shut because the plastic gets frozen. But I would always just take them out.
I mean, I guess I could, but the reviews are okay. So there's 1,415 reviews. And the average review is 4.5 stars out of 5, which I think is really
good.
Really? Do you want to hear any of the negative reviews?
Yes. Is it about the drawers taking up so much space with their plasticness?
Okay. Well, here's a 5-star review. I love the drawers, says Texas Mom 3. I searched for a freezer like this for about a year during the shutdown pandemic. And of course, struggled, though there's a hole, it's really long, struggled to find one. So I was very excited when I saw it at Costco recently. They went really quickly. I walked in, they had 5 on the floor. When I grabbed mine an hour or so later, it was the very last one. Oh God, I better hurry. It fits a decent amount of frozen foods. The drawers make it very easy to stock and find things. Nothing's falling out or getting knocked around when you go looking for something. The number of drawers makes it easy to organize things, and the drawers are easy to remove for cleaning, loading, unloading. Okay. Then there's somebody who gave it a 1-star review. I know.
Be about the drawers.
Let's see if it's about the same, right? Show floor review. We've had it for about 6 months, says Mark C. We've had it for 6 months and has to be one of my most disappointing Costco purchases. It doesn't freeze anything below the top 2 or 3 drawers. I've tried defrosting and starting up and still the same problem. I wish it was all still in first 90 days so I could just return it and get something else. Oh no.
But that sounds like a faulty fridge.
Out of 1,400 reviews, 1,032 of them are 5 stars.
Great.
So I should get it?
I think you should order it right now here on the show.
Frankie P says this is a fantastic freezer, particularly for those who don't have a large footprint to dedicate. It's about 2 feet by 2 feet and 5.5 feet tall. Ooh, that's nice.
But is that too small?
The best part about it is there are 7 drawers.
Understood about the drawers.
There's no wasted space as there is a traditional freezer. Most importantly, you don't have to stack items on top of one another only to forget what's in your freezer because you can't see it. It's essentially a chest of drawers, freezers. It makes a bit of noise if you have it in a quiet room, typical compressor whine, but nothing out of the ordinary. The delivery process was flawless and the contractors were polite and accommodating. I could not be happier. I rest my case.
Okay, but you also just read the reviews you wanted to read.
I just read a negative 1-star review, Bethy, that argument doesn't hold up in food court.
Can you please start that TV show? I would watch a fan.
I would watch a food court. It's a good idea.
I think it's brilliant. And I'm shocked that nobody's ever done it before. Did I tell you? Well, you know this. I was on a food TV show.
I do know this. People can watch it on Netflix, right?
You can watch it on Netflix.
What's it called?
Crazy Delicious.
Crazy Delicious. You're on episode 1.
Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say something. And I'm going to say it loud and proud. I was the only one who finished within the allotted time.
Wow. So they faked it so other people could finish? Uh-huh. What?
And I was the first to go. Oh, I mean, watch and find out.
So you were the only one who finished in the allotted time? Because aren't there supposed to be rules, standards, and practices? How could they kick you out if you were the only one to finish on time?
Right.
That's messed up. You should sue. Oh, take them to food court.
I'd like to take them to food court.
What is food courts like? If you order something and you don't like it, you can take the restaurant to food court. Or if your Nana makes you something and it's not as good as last time, you can take her to food. No, I don't like the energy of that show. I got to figure out.
It's very negative.
I got the name of the show. Mm-hmm. I think it's that there's three judges. You cook something and the judges ask you questions about it, try it, and then decide who wins because they're the judges in food court. It could be something that simple.
But it needs to be like in a courtroom setting.
Of course, with a bailiff.
Yes. What was that TV show called?
The People's Court.
Night Court
with a John Larroquette. Yes.
Yes. I'm imagining the aesthetic is a lot like Night Court.
Do you remember the song? Wait,
I thought it was.
That is Doogie Howser.
Oh, sorry.
He's a doctor, not a lawyer or a judge.
Okay. I stand corrected. Take me to food court.
Anyway, don't steal my idea for food court. I'm still working on it. Thanks, everyone. Okay, here's the deal. I got to go. Okay. Remember the salad, the bowl I ordered? Look, it's still here. I haven't even eaten it. I've been running around. I had to go to get dog food. I'm here and there. I got to eat.
You got to eat.
A man's got to eat. I'm proud of us. We got to keep up our fights. Updates on the freezer. Oh, also some guests. I sent you a couple emails. Some people are going to get on the program. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, update us in the Facebook group. How you're doing, Rasa peeps. What you're eating. I'm really going to be settled in the new place and I'm going to start cooking on the regs. Okay.
And then
I'm
in your new house now. I don't think you announced that.
I'm not really talking about it that much.
Okay.
But yes. And,
but in terms of the freezer, now you're in the house so you can get the freezer. You can pull the trigger on the freezer.
Yes. And it's out in the country and I want the life where I have a freezer. So that's what we're doing. And I have convection because it's like we don't have gas. It's like the propane. I mean, it's out in the country. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's like a propane generator. The stovetop is convection. So I had to buy new pans. I did that.
Nice. Mm-hmm. You can get little like plates that you put under whatever pan you have and it'll conduct the.
Oh, great. Heat. Well, I just bought new pans.
Okay, fine.
And they're super nice pans. Well, he got them for me. They're really nice and beautiful, like from a fancy store. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I've never had pans that weren't from like hand-me-downs Target. From somebody or Home Goods, not even Target, Home Goods. You know what I'm saying? I've never had pans mm-hmm. that were like really nice. And these are really, really nice. So I'm really excited to start cooking with them. So that is the next journey that we're going to go on. I just have been kind of living out of boxes and on the road for the mm-hmm. past month or 6 weeks or something. So now we're getting back in it. Okay. This weekend, yay. I'm completely off. And you know what I'm doing this weekend? I'm cooking. Oh, maybe I can order that freezer and have it delivered by this weekend.
And then you can cook stuff and freeze it and start your new life, Ross, your freezer life. I'm so happy for you.
Okay. Now I'm a dork.
Well, you were before, darling, but yeah, even more so now.
Okay. Like two dorky peas in a pod. I just adore you, Bethy. And if you want to follow Bethy, you can follow her at Hunger Mama and on social media. Her book is Hunger Pots, available wherever you get it. Just go to Amazon. And then that show that you're on, what's it called again, dear?
Crazy Delicious, episode one.
Crazy Delicious, episode one. They cheated her out of a win. I'm Hella Ross on all social media. The show is Hella Ross Pod on Instagram. And of course, Rossipes on Facebook. If you just go to rossipes.com, all the links are there. I love you. I'm going to finish my salad. You. And everyone, we'll see you next week on a brand new episode of Hello Rossipes.
Mm-hmm. The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen.